We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thousands of union auto workers walking the picket lines this morning demanding better pay and better benefits. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein joins us live from the GM plant in Arlington with more on today's strike. Andrew?
Yes, Scott. Wages, health care, and plant closures are among the major sticking points in contract talks between GM and the UAW, which represents more than 49,000 workers across the country, including more than 4,000 here in Arlington. In a video statement, Gerald Johnson with GM says the company has put together a strong proposal.
We think this offer is very sound and strong with investments and job creation.
But UAW spokesman Brian Rothenberger, however, disagrees.
These UAW members, not so long ago, helped save a company that many people didn't think was going to survive. They stood up, and now they want that company to stand up for them at the table.
Members of the UAW Local 276 are picketing in front of each entrance to the GM plant in Arlington. Others are showing up at the Union Hall nearby to get instructions on where to go and what to do.
In other news this morning, an Arlington boy is fighting for his life after being shot in the head yesterday by his brother. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more on two separate shootings involving kids.
A six-year-old boy was shot with a rifle, and police believe the trigger was pulled by an older brother with special needs. The rifle, though, came from a teenage brother's car, where it was apparently left unsecured, which leaves Police Chief Will Johnson shaking his head.
Gun violence is really, it has no place really in our society, and so I think we're all wrestling with the fact on how to deal with it.
The other wounded child is an 8-year-old girl who was shot in the backside. She's at Cook Children's and is expected to be okay. The girl and some other children tell police she sat on the firearm, causing it to go off underneath her. Investigators have serious doubts about that story, though, so they're not through asking some very tough questions. The firearm was reported stolen from Bastrop. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A shooting in Arlington, though, it wasn't the only case of sibling-on-sibling gun violence. In Fort Worth, a 4-year-old is dead after being shot by his brother. According to police, 4-year-old Truth Albright was shot yesterday morning. It appears the brother got a hold of a gun at a home on Green Gage Drive and shot his younger brother. The boy's family says he was rushed to the hospital and died there.
He was a good baby, though. Like, I really miss, like, I can't believe this happened and stuff like that. Like, I really miss my cousin.
The investigators aren't saying how old the sibling who fired the shot is, and there's no word this morning on any charges. The Cowboys undefeated after two games. 2-0 on the young season after they beat up on the Redskins yesterday in Washington. That is KRLD's Austin York reports. Cowboy fans couldn't be happier.
The hated Redskins proved to be no match for the Dallas Cowboys.
Their energy and their focus on just, you know, getting that win every game. So I'm just excited to see them play.
Fans say they can't get enough of this new offense.
Healthy offensive line and offense. We're the best.
Dak Prescott is putting on a show like no other. That guy is throwing the ball. He's hitting passes. He's running. I wish he had more touches with the ball, but you can't ask more from the offense.
So is it time for the rest of the NFL to start paying attention to Dallas?
There's no question in the East that the Cowboys dominate, but the NFC, they got all roads lead to the Dome in New Orleans.
I hope so, believe so, know so.
Cowboys looking strong. About to book my ticket to Miami.
Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
An argument at a Pee Wee football game in Fort Worth led to a shooting this weekend, left two people wounded. It began with a fight on the field during the game. That upset one of the parents so much, she called up her older son, who showed up a short time later with a handgun and started shooting. Jonathan Cunningham is one of the coaches and says the whole thing was surreal.
You know, us and the other team, we're real good friends. You know, like, even though this is football, at the end of the day, we all grew up with each other. We all from the same city. And for this to happen at our game, it's just senseless.
The shooter ran away and is still on the loose, got off close to 30 shots, hitting one woman in the leg and grazing a child in the arm.
A 21-year-old Grand Prairie man is in jail this morning after firing at police officers. Police say they were called to an apartment on West Westchester Parkway near South Carrier Parkway about 5 o'clock late yesterday, getting reports of shots fired. Police say Nathan Israel fired his gun while inside his girlfriend's apartment. But when police arrived, he fired at them through the window. SWAT was called in, and after about an hour, Israel finally had to surrender. He's charged with aggravated assault against a peace officer. Police say additional charges are likely. There were no injuries.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.